The contract the state signed with Foxconn last fall included billions of dollars in potential taxpayer subsidies, but there were no diversity requirements typically found in public works projects. Matt Maroney of the Wisconsin Department of Administration told a Milwaukee Common Council committee, "It's difficult to get specific when thousands of people have to be hired during a time of low unemployment."
This is a project of such huge magnitude. You see the number of people involved and kind of where we're at as far as our unemployment rate and just the logistics of it.
Maroney says instead there are hiring goals, but one Milwaukee alderman says the goals are not enforceable and he wouldn't take them to the bank. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.